But anyways, this is Freaking Nerds.
Nerds.
Freaking Nerds.
A D&D podcast where we have some dank and smoke some drink. We're now six friends all back together playing Dungeons & Dragons. I am Lazagna Mauskind, the Druid Wood Elf Cleric. And fun false fact about Harun is he actually has a twin sister as well. That's not obviously the human one. It is a robot one like Harun. And it is an evil version of Harun.
Oh.
Her name is Helena.
That implies that I'm good.
Did you say Helena or Helena?
Helena.
You know what? That is actually that. I like that one better. That's it.
That's how you touch the evil one.
Oh, it's in my junk drawer. That is a great. Do you want to do? That is a great false fact. My name is Mark, and I play
Harun Nguyen.
A Warforged monk, kind of a baby.
Kind of a man.
Oh?
A false fact about Nyx is that he actually used to be a woodworker, and he was great at making chairs, his height. But he actually really struggled with tables. I mean, I don't know what it was, but he got frustrated and ended up just using them as target practice and gave up.
Couldn't really figure out the table thing.
No. Getting four legs balanced, that's bullshit.
Even though the chair has four legs, he's just where's the back on this table?
Yeah, where's the back? Where am I supposed to put the back on this table?
His woodworking chairs are just like literal stumps, nothing to them.
Well, I just made stools, but with a back to it, so it was only three legs.
Yeah.
Were they good stools?
Yeah.
Did no one ever need stool softener?
Dog.
Singer.
That was good.
Stay hard.
I'm Nyx, the barbarian. The formerly rock troll, now a rock gnome. False fact about...
Frankie.
Dude, it's been 2 weeks.
Hey, we're hitting the holiday season. It's getting busy.
Yeah.
All these days are blurring.
Yeah.
Are you high, Jalen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what do you think I was doing before I got here?
What?
His best.
Cut that.
So he was doing his wife?
So Frankie...
I'll throw it right.
Ryan.
I would say Frankie has abnormally small feet, even for his fairy size.
What size?
He has shoe filler.
Like, I don't know. They look small even on him. That's why he flies everywhere, because he can't walk. It's too off balance.
That is a false fact.
That's messed up.
Baby feet.
I'm Frankie. I'm a bard, fairy, and I'm here for general chaos. Not private chaos.
And getting favors.
Yeah, well, I mean, favors will lead to more chaos eventually. A fun false fact about Yaharis is that hidden away in his pack, he's got two red glittery slippers that if he taps them twice will take him home.
All Fae have that. You have that.
I would like to point out my shoes are not red.
They're green.
But
still glittering, of course.
Yeah. It's the glitter that makes them magic and take you home, not necessarily the color.
Yes.
It's just tied to location. Anyway, hello. I'll get a little closer so that way I don't have to talk so loud. Hello, I'm a being of divine light, but tonight I will be playing Yoharis Sithrith, the Summer Eladrin Ranger. And a fun false fact about Lazagna is that if you say his name as Lasagna, he will attempt to kill you.
And that's a sleeper.
We don't know.
I was going to say, you know.
We haven't tested it out.
What if that's his trigger word?
That awakens the sleeper soul.
Yeah.
Pasta.
Well, we need to start asking what his family's names are. What's his sister Marinara doing, you know?
I don't have a sister Marinara, but that's actually a pretty good one.
No, it's cousin Mozzarella.
You don't have to wink at me like that, Will. I know.
There was some lore that you dropped a while ago about, like, your family's names.
Yeah, Riga and Tony.
Yeah, that's it. I just couldn't remember if you had any siblings, canonically.
Uncle Penny, no!
I forgot about Riga and Tony!
I'm glad you brought that up, yes.
I remember.
Riga and forget Tony. Riga and Tony.
Yeah, I remember lore.
But yes, thank you. I was gonna say, based on the previous false facts about Lasagna having a dark past, it's like maybe the lasagna is my trigger word to go back to my old ways.
He's like, he gets 1,000 yards there, and then he's
that
like,
used to be his street name. They call me Lasagna.
He's like, I don't play those games.
Man, now
Lasagna don't play no shit.
They go, sorry.
That's your twin.
Part of me came out of there. I thought I bought it long ago.
We gotta get Lasagna to the player haters wall.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. He's gonna have a gold tooth in, yes. Alright, Gonzo.
Lowrider cart.
What socks are you wearing? What is that an ingredient list?
No, this is... me and you go together, so... Get it, me and you, because they're menu socks.
Oh my god.
Hopefully I'm gonna take you guys out tonight.
Is that a Chinese menu?
Socks, yes.
Socks.
You might want something off the menu. Oh.
That's a little too pricey for me.
Oh, yeah.
Reminds me of Christmas.
It'll be extra. You like these? Yeah.
Chinese menu's too cheap for me.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a little... Some of those meals look a little too hot for me.
Is this a lunch...
Lunch special?
Yeah.
Very special.
Oh, that's because he is a lunch special.
Mm. Bro, I'll be your lunch special, bro. I'll fill you up.
It's when chow mein is your main chow.
3 square meal.
I'll have plenty of meat for you.
Oh, God.
He's thinking
Arby's.
Give
us the real fact.
Yeah, the real fact, please.
What's the real fact?
The real fact is about Yoharis.
Hello.
Ooh.
He spent 24 hours, actually over 24. He spent a lot of time meditating, so he was deep in thought. So now he is going to... He's a bit calmer now. He's been kind of sitting there and meditating. So now he's just... We'll be preaching more about meditation because it's now his center of balance.
Is he a yoga dude now?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Namaste, dude.
Hey, don't shoot me. Let's meditate.
Is it going to help him with missing the lady he left behind?
Your mind's a little more centered now.
It'll help me with missing the point.
Yeah. He gets a level of monk.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, that's a good one.
Shit, your heart's getting to be a better person than us now.
Deep in thought, and I mean that hole over there. Still got that dog in me.
Yeah, you just feel like, you feel just calmer than you have before. You feel less on edge.
That's what a good nap will do.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's
so
a good nap.
He kind of... Yeah, so you guys are kind of waking up. Oh, who wants to do the recap? Yeah, you'll be less on edge, and also...
I mean, I could.
Now when you meditate...
Yeah, hey, let the champ
it'll help
do
you,
it.
It'll help you reduce your anger quicker, so...
Solid. I'll write that down.
So, the Gar clan said that the War Souls are helping the Goliaths and the Necromancers, and that the prophecy says that the last Dragonborn is going to save us. Think that's Karab, the last red dragon's son. Mm-hmm. We also found out that Nyx is wanting that guy's armor. We berated Gar a lot. a lot. I feel bad for the kid. I definitely do. Harun feels bad, but that's because he got empathy. and we also did a fight night because it was in remembrance of
Thaddeus.
When you said remembrance, I just heard Sarah McLaughlin go mm-hmm. as like Haroon socks Nyx in the face.
Yeah.
Natural 20 to take him down.
Also, oh, I don't.
You see Lasagna just crying.
I don't think I was here for this because none of this shit sounds familiar at all.
You were meditating.
Shit, if you donate now,
when
you
the
can
fuck
save
did this
just like this.
You got busy during the storm, remember?
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah, well, that was.
I had to prevent
stormy.
My house from.
You got sandbagged.
Yeah. So Nyx.
I mean, to be fair,
rock paper scissors to see who could have the strongest. He won in that, so he fought the strongest, and I fought the second strongest, and then. We fought each other, and I won by presence of mind.
Did he tell you what he won? Actually, you get the end recap.
His heart.
Yes, we have one belt that gives a bonus to AC while wearing it.
It's a big belt, so he won a title belt.
Yeah.
Of course you give him a title belt.
Because Thad wanted one.
So, yeah, Harun has a title belt, but he has relinquished the custody over to Jaylen because I believe in a real match where we have our armor and our weapons, that'd be a lot harder. So Harun wants to have him keep it until he can challenge him for real.
On a side note, during Thanksgiving, I was talking to my cousin about that, and we were joking, and he was like, wait, you know monks only get it over non-magical. You're still good for resistance. I was like, fuck.
Only gets non-magical?
Yeah. So that specifically says you're attached to magical for the purpose of coming resistance to non-magical. So,
For
barbarian resistance overrides
they count
that
as
monk.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you might have won that one then.
Yeah, I took double damage essentially that whole fight.
Yeah. So, I did mention this. I was like, it probably would have come close but you also
have all his key points.
Yeah. I was going to say, I told him the fact that I think if you were able to use your resistance on top of that, it would have been a lot closer.
Yeah.
I think you could be.
I'm also down to run it back at some point.
You also got to ask roll for your second win.
Yeah. My fucking action surge and got a 1 and a 2.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So funny. It was so funny.
I could have I almost had him if I could have landed either of those hits, and I got a 1 and a 2.
It's so funny.
Damn. Right, but we all agree, right? If we run it back, it's going to be with some magical support,
that was hilarious. I'm down
team
for that.
Gets involved.
That so, would be very
Ryan,
hilarious.
So they talked about this. So he would be with Nyx. And Lasagna would help Harun, so they would be them two against them two, because he would win.
Yeah, me and him would be in the pit, but they get to help us with whatever magic they choose.
Okay.
Frankie helping Nyx, and Lasagna helping Harun.
Which I think is hilarious.
Did you want to add anything?
I'll write it down.
Did you want to add anything
else? You'll be the
referee. Because I have one thing I wanted to add, that was all, to the recap.
Nah,
that
didn't happen.
Oh my god.
Well, there's actually two things. There's two things then, if you're talking about
Mark,
that.
Yeah, Mark, what else? Were you finished with the recap?
I also gave the leader of the Gar clan one of my sending stones. I want that on the record because.
I do remember that.
So
yeah.
That
yeah.
If, while we're off and about, if something happens, they can call us back and we try to get back as fast as possible.
We really glossed over.
You have something.
That being disqualified.
You have a
Frankie's part. Well, I'm not aware of.
You have a red crystal right now.
Yes. We ran around and tried to catch each other over this thing that would. Harun didn't even know what it was, but he wanted it when he saw that it was going back and forth. I think Nyx did too. Actually, we both got caught up.
I
in
saw
the game.
Some. I used my detect magic. I think I saw that too. Or
no,
it wasn't magic.
No, it was a ruby. Ruby crystal.
I was like, anything that shines.
Yeah.
I'm kind of.
Yeah. It was a ruby. So
the one thing I will add is Lasagna now has advantage on animal handling checks because we finished the dinosaur quest.
That's canon.
Oh shit. Yep.
Advantage. Was that just Lasagna? Because I feel like that was like a group effort, you know? You know what I mean?
What about dinosaurs specifically for the rest of us?
You're real for that.
I'm just saying, you know, like we also have a ranger
that
helped out.
I don't think Harun did as much with the animals.
Nyx already has advantage on alcohol
checks.
So.
I already have advantage on animal handling.
Oh, okay. Not
charisma, just people handling.
You got the dancing skills, you got the mic skills in general. You're gonna woo them, and then plus you can just whip out these flowers out of nowhere. You're like, wow, they're just smitten.
I'll be like, there's more where that's coming from.
Harun got empathy.
Harun got empathy.
New skill gained.
Where do we pick up at?
So you guys wake up. It's morning. All of you had.
Sorry. One last thing to add. Uh-huh. We have a little questy quest to go save a kid.
Yeah.
Or
they're in the ruins.
Child of the
Were we not already on the way there, or did we rest?
No, you guys were going to rest after
we
the fight.
Up.
Yeah.
We didn't go
there. Because you guys had that fight, and we expended all
your resources.
Well, I was going to say we also had our little tassel going on afterwards where we both used spells. So I think it was better that we just were like, let's just go to bed.
I think Frankie wakes up pleased, thinking like. me and Lazagna have really cemented our best frenemies relationship.
Yeah, you guys all wake up. Nyx, you're fine. You drank a lot, but you're fine. You're used to this.
I'm a functional alcoholic.
Yeah. You wake up and you immediately go find some wine.
Yeah.
Everyone else, Yoharis, you wake up, you're feeling refreshed. You haven't felt this refreshed in a while. You were in a deep meditative state. And you just feel like a spring. You're just like, wow, I feel so agile. And then you see the rest of your friends, and you guys notice the pep in the step that Yoharis is just kind of...
Maybe it's also because you got to watch a really good fight. Mm. Two really good fights. Actually, no, three. We'll include Frankie also turned into a giant gorilla and proceeded to knock the fuck out of two halflings.
At once.
Oh, yeah. At once.
Yeah, but then the chief decided I couldn't be a monkey and fight people.
He's like, this might be overdoing it.
Whole lot of monkey business.
Yeah.
You see, I was fair, thinking about doing that as well, but he said that class actions also count as magic.
Well, he wanted, he was just straight hand to hand for.
I demand the shapeshift for Lee. Let's go.
I was going to say, if you guys had wanted to compete in it, you guys both could have just tried to turn into giant monkeys and just fought each other in equal rounds.
I think actually I would, just in animal form, I would beat the brakes off Paul right now. No, because Polymorph lets me go to CR7 beast.
Oh no.
Yeah, so no.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's not a slight on Lazagna. That's just the way the spell works.
I can, I can only go to...
You're only one right now.
You gotta lower yourself,
I think it's two now.
Wait, what's your circle?
You gotta agree on the name.
Circle of the Moon, yeah, you should be...
I think I'm two until I hit... Druid level 6.
Yeah, and then you'll hit 3 because they go to every 2. Yeah.
Oh my
so right
God.
Now, yeah. So
maybe just.
But him. I'm only 5 levels in Druid. So
yeah, and.
But I can do 2, and I can shape as a bonus action.
Yeah, I love Circle of the Moon. It's one of my favorites. So yeah, you guys pick up. You guys don't really see Nyx right away, but you assume he's probably getting something to drink. But Nyx, you found the drink, and they're already kind of eating and drinking.
He
so
woke
you guys,
up after all of us.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah, he sleeps long as everyone. Nyx, everyone's already awake.
I wake up at 6.
Yeah.
Me and Frankie wake up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And Yoharis, you need 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you've been awake. Yeah, you've been awake with Lazagna and at some point Harun wakes up, and then you guys are all kind of with each other.
Did we get where? Did they tell us where the ruins were?
Yes, we were on our way there, but then we were suggested by
to
the
not
chief.
To. Okay.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Sounded an awful lot like a somebody new.
Yeah.
Well, Lazagna's gonna stretch for about 10 minutes before we head out.
I'm gonna walk up to Yoharis with a bottle of hooch in hand.
Yoharis, it's great to see you, bud.
Yeah, you missed out on the festivities.
I suppose so, but I think I needed all that time to myself. I feel much better.
Well, that's good. You might feel a little bit worse, and I hand you the hooch.
You say worse, and I say, what do you mean? I uncork it. How does it smell?
It is,
Wait, which one is this? Is this the Goliath? Is this the Goliath, or is this the Dwarven?
Or is this the local? Oh, this is the Dwarven stuff? Or you're getting some of the local stuff? Because they have... The clan themselves
probably do what was ever out, which would be the local stuff.
Yeah, so they had this some of their wine, so it's very very strong and sour. Here.
Oh, I take a whiff, and oh, this shit is local.
Yeah,
I take a swig.
Yeah, strong.
Yeah,
I lean in. I'm like, if you can handle the dwarven, you can handle this pussy shit.
Oh, dude.
But yeah, not as strong as the dwarven stuff, but it's pretty good.
I hand the bottle back to Nyx. This is like juice in comparison to what we had previous, I agree. It is very good, though. Well, since I was out for some time, what did we all find out?
I think we're ready to go raid some ruins soon.
You remember the Gar guy, the Gar kid getting kidnapped?
No.
Well, the information broker gave us information.
Oh,
saying
yes.
That, hey, this guy's kidnapped and they have good shit.
Yes.
So if you get him back, we'll get good stuff.
Oh, yeah. So you weren't here for that, but they offered a suit of armor. So
they have magical suits of armor.
Yeah. Mm. Made of dragon scales.
It may actually be worth it.
Yeah.
So we know where the kid might be, or we know where they're camped out, and that's where we're going. Mm. You ready to go take care of business?
Oh, absolutely. Before we start heading out, these people, kidnappers, I have no, what are the words, a sympathy for lethal force, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, and I'm going to whisper this to him is because of the nature of it. They are also part of the Emerald Claw, we think.
Oh, I'm going to skin these fuckers alive.
We save one.
They're going to die screaming.
No, wait. You beat save one of
guys,
them.
Guys, that sounds just like sure,
to sure. Interrogate.
Don't that sound just like Yoharis?
I'm going to die screaming.
Huh? Is that good?
Yeah.
You fairy bastard. I agree with Haroon, though. We should take one back for questioning.
We have the shackles of shocking.
Oh, shit.
Wait, who, do you have those?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, who had those last?
I do. I have them in the bag of holding.
So,
most of the stuff is in there.
My only question is, are we going to go now or are we going to wait until nightfall?
I think we go now.
Okay.
Might as well just see what we see, and if we get into some mess, we get into some mess. We leave the cart here, though.
Yeah.
That's what I would suggest.
Yeah.
Maybe we try to stealth our way in, if you guys are good at stealthing.
And
I look over towards the barbarians.
I look you in a straight face and say, oh, I'm great.
Yeah. In all fairness, Lasagna, he has gotten better over our time.
I'm going to float up by Lasagna. It's like, maybe with some mattresses.
I give him a wink. Give Frankie a wink.
No, I'm great. I do stealth all the time.
Big Gar's been kind of just listening to this and kind of eavesdropping, be like, comes over with a bottle. Good morning, fellas. I just couldn't help listening to the plan.
I look bewildered when he says plan.
Any special requests for when we find your son's kidnappers? For extra punishments?
I whatever you do to them, I'd rather not know.
Then you won't know.
You say less, good sir.
But
what does he look like? Does he look like Gargar?
Does he look like
they're
a
twins.
Bitch?
They're twins. That's right. I forgot about that.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, one's a useful twin and one's a completely useless one.
They went on their first adventure and they were both scared, but Gar just kept being scared. Lar went the opposite and he got brave.
Lar and Gar. Gar-Lar.
We always have a hard time telling them apart until, you know, one got brave and one didn't.
All right. Any other questions?
How far away is their camp from our current position?
They move. Last we heard was they were in the ruins.
Yeah.
But that's the last we heard, so we don't know if they've moved since then. They tend to...
Mm.
I think the quicker we get after them, too, the better the chance.
Did your boys eat yet?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Drinky? Nick's drinking, drinking hooch does not count.
No,
let's
I
get
do
some
not.
Food. Let's get some actual food.
Hey, but if the hooch is made out of fruit.
Yeah. No, this is essentially just fruit and like.
Lasagna, don't feed
no, listen. Listen to Frankie. Do not encourage this behavior. The last thing I want is this one puking while we're in the middle of a fight.
I call it poison damage.
It would be damage done upon yourself and not them.
Usually, it's your destruction.
Oh, yeah, because slipping on puke is something that we all want.
Can we maybe just get some food for the road?
Yes, we can do that. We can pack you some food.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. And then you can eat when you're hungry, okay?
Yeah.
Also, don't forget you get the plus one of these.
Yeah, so they,
Yeah.
This time on Dragon Ball.
Yeah, no, we had a fried chicken break for fried chicken. Quite good. Thank you.
So we were heading to the ruins during that fried chicken break.
Yeah, I'm all suited up.
Thank you, Shasta.
Thank you, Shasta. I'm going to put on my stuff. I'm going to be all suited up. And I'm going...
Putting the belt on, too.
I'm going to hesitantly put on the belt, but I don't feel right about it. I actually might even take it off before we get there, because it doesn't feel right.
I was going to ask this. Does the belt count as armor?
Mm-hmm.
It counts as armor? Or is it just like...
It's magic armor.
The reason why I'm asking is because of his, like, barbarian, you know, unarmored defense.
I'm wearing armor. I have medium armor.
Well, also the same thing with, like, monks, because monks have unarmored defense.
Oh, that's big different.
Because you know what I mean? Because yeah. if that's counted as armor, he doesn't get his unarmored defense feature. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll just say this is a magic thing that will override that. We'll just...
What is a magic thing?
The belt, if he wears it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah, I'm good either way because I'm going to wear my medium armor.
It just gives you plus one AC, so...
I gave the belt to Nyx.
Yeah. We were just talking about different rulings or...
I'm going to feel weird about it because I didn't get to be him, so I'm going to hand it over to Yoharis because he was uninvolved in the situation and tell you to hold on to this until me and Harun can really settle it. I'm not going to explain any further. I'm walking away.
It's a magical belt. Yoharis, put it on. See how it looks on you.
Character, would it fit me? Okay. Yeah. I go ahead and I put it on.
It was made for a Goliath.
Oh, it would definitely fit. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I put it on.
Now you have plus one AC.
Ooh. Yeah, it gives you a plus one to your AC.
Yeah, I just don't feel right. I didn't beat him, so Nyx wouldn't feel right about that.
Right, right.
But if I beat your ass, then I would definitely
feel right about what?
Wearing the belt.
Oh, you don't want to wear the belt?
I would have to beat you. It doesn't feel right.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like honorable wearing it.
Well, maybe so back? Maybe at the ruins you guys can settle a bet.
For the meantime.
Maybe while we're at the ruins, y'all can settle a bet.
I mean, after we finish what we gotta do here, yeah, we can see what's up with that.
So, all right,
so at the ruins, we'll whoever gets the most kills? Comes away.
I think that's a fair wager.
Are we all allowed to join on this?
Whoever gets the most killed, what?
You guys compete for the belt. Well, everybody else competes for prestige.
Yeah.
Above table. Time. Now it's a killing contest for the belt.
I'm down just to have a friendly competition. I still want to run the hands.
Hey, I was gonna say if it's for the belt, Arun's gonna take the belt back if that's what we're doing.
I'm already wearing it.
Yeah, so right now Nyx gave it to Yoharis as a third party, as a non-biased third party, since he slept through it, to hold on to it until we can officially settle it in our 1v1. One and a half, since there will be support.
About how far away are we from the ruins? Obviously, I know we're not there, but based on what's his name told us, Gar told us.
Yeah, Gar. We can call him Big Gar if you want.
Triple G.
Wait, I like to refer people by their first and last name. So yep. Gar.
Yep. You weren't here when for the fields joke.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's the Garfields.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The fields of Gar. The Garfields.
Lasagna and the Garfields.
Yeah. Yeah, I was planning that one for months.
I love that. So, by the way, so when we were going through these fields, would you call them grassland by chance?
Yeah, they're kind of like...
Okay, cool, then we get there very quick because that's a part of my natural explorer. That's one of my favorite terrains.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
So you with the directions that, and the... Harun, you, Gargar kind of give you like... He kind of drew you like a rough map, so Harun's kind of just, along with Yalharis navigating, you guys are able to kind of get to these ruins, so what you guys kind of come upon is...
Before we get up there, I will cast Pass Without a Trace.
Okay. Are you guys stealthing?
Was the original plan, so yes. I'm going to stick with it. So before we move in, I'm going to tell everybody that we're going to move in a little bit more quieter now.
Everyone will stealth.
Plus 10 to any of your stealth checks. Oof.
Six or
nine. Oh no!
28.
Nat 1.
So thank you for that because I got a dirty 20 off of that.
Oh nice!
I got a dirty 30.
I got 19.
29.
He said 28.
28. Okay. Damn, yeah, you guys are all sneaky.
Sneaky.
I told you that Nyx was getting better.
When we're getting to the point of like your high, super high 20s, like people are just like fading out of existence.
Yeah. You turn around and you see Frankie just
You forgot to look up.
I got a 30. I'm the highest one here.
Oh, I forgot to add my plus two. So
yeah, no, they look around. You're just gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's Frankie?
Or is he even here at all?
Yeah, try walking and do that.
Yeah. Some of us actually make footsteps.
We have to cover it up.
Sucks to suck, you know?
Well, as it turns out, I'm illiterate. It's a dirty 21.
Okay.
Damn, we were all above 20 then.
Yep.
I think it's over 19, but that's about everyone.
Oh, no, I forgot to add my plus two, so I got 21.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so you guys are sneaky. So you guys are coming up. So when we mean ruins, you see like old towers and what looks like what were structures at one point that it looks like it had been destroyed. As you're walking up, you see thing. You see like the grass in some of the areas has looks like it's been scorched and nothing's growing in certain areas. Kind of like you've seen before in other places where there's battles. As you're all kind of remembering the scars of war, you see more of this. Yeah, you guys are coming upon the ruins, and right now, there's no one there. They're just, roll me a survival check, actually, see if you can find...
All of us?
Yeah, whoever's looking for, like, so there's no one, you guys come up on the ruin, you don't see anyone so far. Like
guidance
but if you guys are looking around for, like, tracks or anything, or...
I rolled a 6.
Roll a 7.
I got a 17 plus 5. 22.
Yeah,
we got 22 and 20.
Everyone's kind of looking around, and Nick's noticing, like, since he's close to the ground, he kind of sees tracks on the floor. And just, they look fresh, like they had just moved out possibly, like, within a day or so.
I walk up to Yalharis. I'm like, hey, I gotta show you something. No, and then no. I'm gonna yank you down to the floor with me. look at the tracks.
Come down here.
Roll me a strength. And you roll me an opposing strength.
Yeah, I was about to say, I want to oppose that.
Well, that's too much. It's 19.
You find...
Wait, is it straight strength or athletic?
Strength.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, oh, fuck yeah.
You find in, like what looks like a fire that had just been put up possibly within about...
What did you roll?
A day, 19. Half a day.
21.
Fuck!
What do you roll?
21.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
19.
Yeah. He's strong. You remember he's strong, but then he kind of just bucks up and just...
Don't do
Y'all
that.
Yalharis was a lot stronger than you were expecting him to be.
All right, I'm going
to... It might be the extra, like, 3 feet of height on you.
I'm going to still hold on, even... So, at my elevated stage, but I'm going to point to the traps dangling.
I'm just going to just look at you, like, hanging off of, like, the collar of my shirt. You can just gesture next time, and I like pop you off and set you down on the ground. But I do get down on the ground on a knee, and I look at the tracks.
As this happens, Lasagna's by the fire, and he's gonna look at him and like, guys, this fire is about half a day to a day. So if we rush them, we could get to them by nightfall.
With Yoharis leading, mm-hmm. we're quicker than your average group, and we're not a mini, so it'd be. We're even faster because of that.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to make sure we're following the tracks and we don't lose them.
Oh,
do we mean to say that they're not here? They went somewhere else, or they're deeper in?
Do they go away from the ruins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so I forgot to mention because you guys had started leaving already. Big Gar had let you guys use clawfoots.
Oh, so well, the people that can ride the clawfoots.
Yeah.
I mean, Harun's fine.
I don't think Lasagna can. He's pretty. He's
just
pretty
me
tall.
And Frankie.
Yeah. So yeah. Frankie wanted to. They had extra clawfoots.
Good.
Yeah.
Right. So Nyx has a clawfoot.
Yeah.
If you wanted a clawfoot, he would allow you to get one.
Nah, I would be afraid of them because I'm getting ready for a fight. I would be afraid of them getting hurt.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he riding Harun?
I think we're more still.
I actually was gonna see if since. Yalharis was going to lead the way with him doing the tracks. I'm going to look at Yalharis, Mike.
Nick said, here's a belt. And as soon as he gets distracted, Nick just climbs on his back.
So
I'm just going to get up here.
I'm going to try to like kind of get up on you and be like, all right, let's go track these guys down.
I'm just curious. Does Nick ever like courtesy ask like left or right for where to hang his nuts?
Straight down the middle.
Straight on the back.
Yeah, the courtesy is straight down the middle.
He's gonna let him climb.
Yes, but
I'm only 50 pounds.
Yeah, I do say, listen, man, I appreciate the belt, but just
Be ask. All you have to do is ask.
We're stealthy. And I point
I'm gonna buck him off.
Go ahead and roll me your strength. I know you're gonna.
Guys, I love this, but we're losing daylight.
Damn it!
He uses his hand.
I
got a one.
I rolled a 9.
Damn.
Yeah, you kind of slip because you're laughing and then you just lose your balance. Yeah.
All right, I get up and I.
Harun walks over him.
That being said,
he like goes out of his way to do it.
Like, I do offer a hand to help him.
He's
back
all the way to the left. He's
yeah.
Does anybody else feel like Harun's taken a turn since he learned empathy? He's not as nice as he used to be.
I just don't have patience when others don't.
Dark empath.
All right, guys. I say we try to move out and try to catch him before nightfall.
I agree.
Yeah.
We'll catch up to that nightfall.
I offer a hand down to Nyx.
At this point,
to get back up.
I take it and get back up. Right.
At this point, I think we're probably good with stealthing since we know they're not nearby,
mm-hmm.
and we probably just try to move as quick as possible.
Yeah.
Your feet are probably resting right on that front.
You got like a nice foot rest.
Exactly. Yeah. So as you guys are tracking them, and you
my
see
mount
toward,
gets the belt.
The tracks look as if they're moving towards more heavily wooded areas. So they're heading towards coverage.
Okay. What kind of time of the day is it?
So you guys, or it's about like late afternoon now. About the time you guys get there. So you guys are traveling along, and takes you guys a couple hours to get to where the tracks are. And there's like this, it's a forest that it leads to, and that's kind of where the tracks stop.
Can I try to see, like, do I smell a fire nearby?
Roll your perception check.
Could I also roll perception?
Do I smell fire?
Guidance.
Go ahead and roll perception checks.
What? I can't smell.
Yeah, no, you can do other stuff.
So I rolled a 4 and it turns into a 16.
Nice. I rolled an 18.
I got a 21.
Holy shit.
Perception?
I know, I get that, but 25. I can't do my strength checks.
25.
I can't smell, but I got a 25. Yeah, you, Everyone's kind of looking around, and then Harun's looking up, and as Nyx kind of climbs up your shoulder, you also get a better look. As you guys kind of notice what looks like possibly smoke from a fire.
Nyx is on your horse.
No, they are
me off. Yeah.
Yeah, again? But I also...
Back I didn't get back up. Mm-hmm. Yelp me up.
Yeah, I let him back up.
Oh.
On your shoulders?
On you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
cool. Yeah. Dope. Yeah. I thought you meant up off the ground. Cool. I'm down with that.
Well,
yeah,
that okay. too.
Yeah, so you got, obviously, since he's taller than Harun, you got a better view, so you kind of see there's like some smoke kind of dissipating towards kind of... Deeper into the wood.
I like squeeze my thighs ever so slightly on him and point to the smoke.
I see it too. It's good that they're.
Was that something you might point out or say to all of us?
Yeah.
In that case, would I be able to just kind of fly high enough to just peek my head over the tree line to kind of see how far out that smoke is.
Could I also try to guess how far it is based off of where here is, where the Gar clan is, and the fields, because I've been drawing a map, so I should have like a relative distance.
Yeah, pull out your fucking, what are those little, yeah, the triangular fucking thing.
I have the pencil on it. Tools. Like, I have the tools.
Roll for trigonometry.
I think that's geometry, isn't it?
I think it's trig.
What is the name of that? I'm pretty sure that's also just called a compass.
Like, no,
I'm like, I don't even get my proficiency bonus.
The little thing with the pencil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's also referred to as a compass.
Really?
I'm like 90% certain. It's been a while, though. I can't remember.
Abilities.
What did... Sorry, there was a lot going on. you flew up. Go ahead and roll another perception check for when you're in the air.
Nat 20.
Yeah,
nice.
So
holy damn. Shit.
So you see it clearing, but you see like right where there's like a... There's like a lot of trees, and the center is kind of clearing where it looks like there's like a... Some sort of like... Giant rocks. So you look like it's probably a cave or something where most likely that's where they are.
I got.
But it looks 18. Like it's probably about like a good like 200-300 feet into the woods.
Okay, but not really far time wise.
No, so you'd be able to get in there. Just like there's a lot of thick woods in between.
Do you announce this to the group?
Oh yeah, no, I come right back down and be like, hey guys, so there's a cave about looks like a cave at least like about 200-300 feet that way. Looks like the fire's coming from.
Harun runs up maybe like a few seconds after that and relays the information like he didn't know you already knew.
This is the same thing you did.
Oh, yeah, no.
And then you're like, you got it.
Yep.
Oh.
But, yeah, so it looks like they're inside a little cave system or something.
So, you say they're about 200, 300 feet?
Yeah, there's a clearing with like a...
Do we want to do another stealth mission? Yeah. So we can try to get...
I think that's best bet, just so that we are at least our first, whatever the first encounter we run on is.
Yeah, I like it.
For it.
Frankie, I'm only asking because I had to use a spell slot earlier. Do you happen to have something that might help us here?
I am personally very stealthy, but not
nope, no
not
problem. Magically. I'm just carrying, you know, just asking.
Pure skill on this side.
I will just cast Pass Without a Trace one more time on us.
Ooh, all right. How long does it last?
It only lasts an hour, which is why I asked earlier how long it was taking us to do this.
Yep.
So, I'm going to roll stealth
with guidance,
plus 10, everybody.
I got 25.
All right.
13 plus 2 plus 10, so 25.
All right. Same thing as me.
19.
Plus 10?
Plus 10.
32.
Oh, wait. No, wait. But plus, then 29.
So that's close. You guys want to know what I did in the war?
Yeah, you guys, Frankie goes into the trees, and it kind of looks like he just disappears. Like, you see the trees like that he went into, but he's gone.
Nice.
And then the rest of you guys kind of just swing into the trees, and you guys all just...
And we try to get a good view on what we're looking at here.
I would stay in front... Is it getting dark?
It's getting towards, like, early evening.
Okay. I would walk in front, just because I have really good dark vision, and mm-hmm. also blind sight to see if there's any, like, hidden...
Are you not staying on your horse?
No, I'm assuming Yoharis is going to get in position for as a range fighter. You know?
Yeah.
I'm walking up. I would try to lead in front to kind of...
Okay.
I'll go up there with you.
Then I'm going to point my finger at both of you, like one after the other, just to hear in your head. I'm going a little ahead. I'll send warning. Like, if I see something, I'll let you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I'm just message casting that.
To everyone?
Do we get a reply to that?
No, it's... I don't think you do. It's just...
But you know it worked.
Yeah, the target and only the target hears the message and can reply... Oh, you can reply in a whisper that only I can hear.
I will Got whisper it. To you. Try to find... What's... Thargar? Largar?
Largar.
Largar? Yes. Yeah. Try to find Largar and point him out to us as soon as you see him.
I will. I will tell you about Largar, son of Gargargar. Brother to Gargar. of the Gargar clan.
No, it gets caught off because you only get a little bit. So
yeah, you only
brother
get...
Brother Gargar.
Oh, no, yeah, it's in verse.
He keeps pointing at me.
Yeah. Brother of Gar. Wait, which one? You only said Gar.
I'm just finger gunning everybody.
Finger garring?
Finger garring.
As you guys are traveling through the woods.
Finger.
Harun.
Hmm.
Go ahead and roll me a deck save.
A deck save?
Yes, as you trip over something.
Oh, no.
You didn't tell us there was any traps.
You guys didn't check?
I specifically said I was leading the pack so I could see stuff and any traps.
Wait, yep. Hold on a goddamn
you minute. You led the pack. But there are tracks. There
damn
are
it.
You aren't next to everyone, though.
Yeah. Rune also did say that he's going to go right next to you.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's probably not any traps in the trees.
By the way,
is there damage associated with this?
Possibly.
The forest is also one of my favorite terrains, so would that help him out at all? Because I'm pretty sure this applies to the party.
Yeah.
So I got.
I think that just is talking about
17.
17. Yeah. You manage to, as you go
heavy,
to step,
terrain,
there's like a rope
terrain.
That kind of just goes to snag your foot, and you manage to just kind of step
because,
over as it quickly just goes and
terrain,
just launches into the trees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I did difficult trigger it, but
yeah,
I moved out of the
way. Yeah, you're quick enough to kind of to avoid it.
Oh, it doesn't slow
damn,
our travel.
Trigger,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Or but we can't become lost either.
I'm just trying to hide, I guess. If there's.
I mean, you're still stealthing, but...
When that triggers, does it make a noise?
It does.
But it also
being
says
like
become
I'm
alert
say,
to danger. I don't know
I'm trying to be
kind.
Like 100 feet ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as far as I can be while still maintaining...
Yeah, you kind of hear that, and then you... As you kind of see like a movement as you kind of see you kind of see and hear some rustling as they,
So does...
Does it seem like it's anything? Like it's people or it's just animals?
Roll me perception check.
It's going to be a 10.
It's hard to tell right now just because you don't know if maybe it was animals getting scared, but...
Then I'll hit everybody real quick with a heads-up incoming.
Can we, like, take a look around now? Yeah, because I was already going to look around because I
on perception checks.
Triggered the trap.
Guidance.
Plus...
I rolled a natural fucking one.
Oh my
21.
God.
That's so rebarbs.
Like, it, literally a natural one is the one thing I can't roll to at least get a 15.
Ugh. I got a 13 in total.
21.
Hey, nice. Good. That Haroon Nick's synergy.
Yeah, you. you don't. So you guys. You hear. You said 21 as well.
Yeah,
we went 21. So you kind of, you do hear the movement as you hear kind of like from the direction you're going towards. That's like how you hear other movement now.
Like more towards where Frankie is, or like does it seem like it's even further?
Like from the ground, like further ahead from where you guys are going towards.
I'm gonna try to stealth and then try to hide.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so you don't see anything, and then you're kind of walking, and then, go ahead and roll me a dex save, as you don't see...
Damn it. 9 plus, 10.
Yeah, unfortunately, you get snagged. So as, you guys are about to do that, as you see, as you hear, and you take 3 points of damage. So as this thing just kind of, like... stabs into you as this rope kind of just cuts into you and just pulls you up into the tree. As you, all of you kind of, you're hearing this noise and you see your friend, you turn around and you see him get pulled into the tree with this rope trap around his leg.
I'm trying to go for it.
As you see,
I'm going
you
for
see,
it.
You see Lozagna get pulled up and he's kind of like in a tree now. Like
yeah, I'm trying to like run up that tree to like slice him down.
As a reaction, because I have my moonsicle in my hand, while I'm getting pulled up, can I try to like slice at it?
Yeah, go ahead and roll me,
if you have your own weapon already. Yeah,
go ahead and roll me an attack at disadvantage because you're getting. This is why you're getting pulled up. So.
Yeah, two people. Yeah, because it's all like a whole thing.
Yeah.
8 plus 5, 13.
Yeah, you manage to cut the rope as a, you cut the rope kind of like mid air and then you do land and take another 4 damage because you land kind of awkward.
Kind of head first. Yeah. And scorpion myself.
And you're just like you land hard. You're like oh fuck, but you do manage to get yourself out of it, but it did hurt a little bit so. And it did cause quite a commotion.
Yeah, with whatever thing I have left, because I'm on the ground, I'm going to try my best to just try to stealth.
All right, go ahead and roll me another stealth, because you are... Passwords trace is still active, so go ahead and...
Okay, I was just about to ask that.
Because it's you're still within the hour, so...
8 plus 2, dirty 20.
Yeah.
With that plus 10. I want to ready a vicious mockery in case... I see anybody pop up near them. Like I'm getting a little close, pulling back a little bit to the towards the group, not all the way, but within range. If I see them, or as they jump out.
Are you guys gonna keep moving forward? Or you guys?
I'm gonna stealth. I'm gonna try to hide and
I'm
stay staying, back.
Stay in stealth.
Yeah, and like a, because I'm assuming the Zana's behind me, right?
Huh?
I'm assuming the Zana's behind me.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna just stay right where I am. I'm gonna try to stealth and see if someone passes me to get to the Zagna.
Yeah. He. You saw him like cut himself free and then land.
I'm still gonna stay right where I am and stealth to see if someone's gonna come into us.
All right.
Guess I would probably. If I saw him not moving, then I guess I wouldn't move either. Probably both stay stealth and.
Just out of curiosity, so I know, like, the who's in front, and then how's the turn order? Or not the turn order, but, like, the marching line, I guess.
Us two at the front, side by side.
Okay.
And then wherever you three are.
I was, like, 100 feet ahead, but I'm...
Right, I mean, obviously, I would have been behind you guys, probably with Yalhara. So Yalhara's probably saw that whole thing
happen. Yeah, you saw it happen, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just want to kind of understand, so...
As you do see Lozagna, you know he got snared, so you are gonna be a little more alert now. But
that's why I'm staying in place because to get to you, they have to pass me.
Yeah. Which is probably not a bad idea. Obviously, this conversation.
Yeah, they're gonna probably go farther than where we're at.
Yeah. So you hear. So you guys are kind of there, and go ahead and roll perception checks.
All of us?
Yeah, all of us. Whoever's hiding there. Yeah, you too, because you're kind of flying. You,
natural 20.
You don't notice your friends anymore, because you look at the... Actually, depending on how you go for perception, you might be able to see some of your friends.
Oh, come the fuck on. Another 13.
I got a 13.
Yeah, you don't really see where your friends went. You think they hit again. You also don't see... You see some movement, but you can't really see what's making the movement.
Okay.
And,
I got, natural 20, but for a total of 23.
Okay. What did you get?
I got a 13.
Yeah, so you kind of hear some rustling, but you don't know where it's coming from.
God damn.
21.
21? Okay,
15.
15, yeah. Same thing, you hear rustling, but you don't really see it. You notice as, at first, both of you, it looked like... At first it seems like noises are coming from everywhere. You couldn't tell if that was an illusion, but they are coming from everywhere, because there's as like five figures are kind of like going towards where the lasagna was, but they're all cloaked in what some sort of cloak that's helping them like blend into the environment.
Okay, if they're moving through, are they? They look like they're this. We're here. Lasagna's here, like this, or is it like off-centered a little bit? Are they going to pass through us to get to Lasagna?
They're just kind of all five are kind of just going through and like searching.
Oh, so it's like a wave.
Yeah, they're kind of.
So at least some of them are going to go near us.
Possibly, yeah.
Then that was same question. Then yeah. So would one come to us or near us at any point in time that we could see?
What was your
21?
21 for your stealth?
Yeah. Oh, for my stealth?
Yeah.
Can't remember what it was, honestly.
It was something pretty high.
It was something really high. It was over 20, but...
Yeah. Maybe I'll whisper to Nyx.
Let's go ahead and have you re-stealth.
Are we both re-stealthing then?
Yeah. Pass out the trace of dogs on all the right.
Yeah.
Within the hour. Yeah, you guys... Yeah, we're still...
As long as they're, I think, what is it, 30 feet?
Dirty 20.
30.
God bless pass out
trace. Hey, I got 30.
Oh, my God.
But... Can we still know that we're there? Because we're, like, basically next to each other.
Yeah, I was thinking we're side by side.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to whisper over to you and be like, do we want to wait till somebody gets close and try to take them down quietly?
Yeah, I think we aim for the stealth.
Do I see, like, the... I don't see the leaves moving without anybody being there.
You kind of see it moving, but you don't really see, like, where
it's I have from. Some caltrops.
So you can't really tell, like, you kind of see it moving everywhere around you, but you can't really see it, like...
So wherever I see movement, I'm going to cast Fairy Fire.
I can throw out some caltrops.
Like, if I see, like, footprints, you know, on the ground movement, but I don't see movement, I'm going to cast Fairy Fire on that area.
I
have
a noise.
I have
a
very strong... You do that, just so you know.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
We're going to do that?
Okay.
It is a concentration, so yeah, I didn't notice that part. But yeah, I will cast Fairy Fire on that area. They will need to make a dexterity saving throw.
All right. As you cast on the area, you kind of just burn a bush. There's no one behind there.
There's no one behind there?
Yep, as you kind of... There was movement there, but then there wasn't. But then,
it's the wind.
You two...
Could I poison my dagger?
Not right now. as you kind of whispering, two of the figures kind of like walk side by side to you, so you do have a quick reaction if you want to...
Did
I see
them? If it's a reaction, I'm going to
hit. What was your perception?
13.
No, they stealthed too high, and so did the other ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were close. Sneaky. I thought they were just walking up to him.
Okay. Do they look exactly...
They were also hiding.
Do they look exactly the same, or do they look a little bit different?
They're kind of cloaked, so you can't really tell, but they look like... They're both like a halfling, so they look similar. But they look like... well, you can't really see their faces.
Has anybody actually attacked anyone yet?
No.
I think I'm going to go for a grapple.
Right. Yeah. Whoever he grapples, I was going to try to stab, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know how you said... You just said there's two coming towards us, so I imagine maybe they're, like, split, like, around us.
Yeah, so kind of like... Or like this way, one's on your left, one's on the right.
I'm going to go for a grapple, I guess.
I might want to pull that.
Pull out? Yeah, we will.
Me and Harun are start fighting right now.
Pull out that thing.
So yeah, I'm gonna probably go for a grapple then.
All right, go ahead and roll for le grapple.
Okay, how do I do that?
Roll for le grapple.
Be like an unarmed strike.
That's 18.
18 hits, yeah. So you manage to grapple this halfling as you kind of just... You're a lot bigger than the halfling, so you kind of just grab onto it and you're struggling, but you're strong enough to just kind of pin it and...
Are you good or bad?
On that vein, I'm going to walk up and put my knife to its throat, put it, like, hand up to its mouth. You fucking talk, you die.
What's your AC?
My AC? Actually,
does 19 hit?
Are you friends?
19? Yes.
Yeah, you grab one of them as the other one pops up behind you and just stabs you right in the back.
Well, if I grab the one on my left, the other one would be on the other side of Nick's.
Yep. As another, there's five in total, remember?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. There's more further.
So, yeah, he told us how many there were. There's five.
Yeah.
Okay. Stabs, well,
they know
me.
There was five because they rolled really high.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, how much damage?
You didn't.
Oh, wait. Disadvantage. I have the cloak on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Does it still hit?
No, I'm assuming a 9 doesn't hit.
No! Thank God the cloak.
Yeah. So he attacked, which should mean he is visible now, right? Can I get off that vicious mockery then that I was holding for anything?
Yeah, you kind of see it as a commotion as you kind of fly into your friend, and you see someone try to stab Haroon, as then you see Nyx. There was a guy either the next to you. Were you going to go for him, or were you going to go for the guy that he's being held?
The one that he was holding that was going to stab.
Okay, roll to stab. Because this is kind of happening simultaneously.
Yeah. Did he answer me when I said, are you good or bad?
Oh, no, he's actually also going to stab you. But I'm assuming, disadvantage. A 10 doesn't hit.
No.
So, yeah. The one that you held, like, kind of, like, try to stab you with a dagger, but he's a little too constrained, so he can't really get a good, like, swing. So he's kind of just like...
Say it.
Not even hurting you. Stop it.
It's kind of like a dainty little, like, he's not really hitting you because you're holding his arm, so you just...
I could crush you. Just
sounds like initiative at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Do
I get that 26
to hit.
Is it,
or no?
What is the... it's a save, right?
Yeah, so 60 feet. 60 foot range.
Yeah, you did have that held.
Wisdom saving throw.
God. Is it 60 feet?
Oh, 16.
Oh, 60. How much is the radius for it?
The radius?
Or is it just visual?
It's just visual.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah. So, what was the save? It was a...
It's a wisdom save. DC 16.
Oh, yeah, he got 19.
Okay.
Damn.
But yeah, everyone roll initiative.
I hit him with 26 for 16 damage.
16 damage? Oh, yeah. He is really fucked up. You stab him and he's starting to cough up blood.
Good.
And would you say that this was a reaction?
This?
Would you say, yeah, when...
No, this wasn't your reaction. This was your action. Now we're...
Ah, fuck.
Now we're, everyone roll initiative.
I was asking if it was reactions for sentinel purposes.
Oh, I know.
For initiative, I cast 7. Like, actually.
Okay.
20. Well, wait, plus...
I got a 20 as well.
Well, wait, plus 2. 22.
Oh, okay. I just got a 20.
I'm afraid I used my crit on initiative.
I want to go first.
Yeah.
Well, don't speak that into existence.
Would you get Lazagna?
13.
What'd you get, Haroon?
6.
Damn, Lazagna's not... I mean, I heard what you had done, but I was surprised. I'm surprised that Lazagna's not last. That's usually what happens in initiative for us.
But you guys... So you notice that Nyx and Haroon had, like, stabbed one guy as, like, these two guys popped out and then another two. So you guys are surrounded with... all five of them are kind of next to you, too.
My weapon does force damage now. Or whenever it's my turn and I use my bonus action, my weapon will do force damage.
That means he's a Jedi.
You're setting up the battle map right now. Beep boop.
Bring out the battle ottoman.
Why are they speaking Turkish?
Do you guys, any kind of historical war thing? With, like, where they have, like, the big table of the big map table with,
yeah, the,
like,
war map.
Like,
oh, yeah, like the war map. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all need, like, a little stick that
little
pushes
stick
our
that
mini.
Pushes our mini. Hell yeah.
I advance on the flank.
Dude, I wish. Because, like,
a
whenever you're doing.
Like the extendable ones?
Yeah.
Ooh, we can all get RC cars and put them onto the minis.
I actually like that one, too. Because, like, that would help out so much for Warhammer, dude. There have been so many times when I wish that I had one of those.
Warhammer, what are you, a fucking nerd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard Warhammer can get intense, though, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have spent an entire day one time playing one game. We didn't finish.
Yeah, the daddies did one. I was going to say, yeah, that's what I heard, is that like games will go will bleed into multiple days. That's how long it takes.
I mean,
there's a reason why I have a bathtub full of D6, and those are my wargaming dice.
Say bathtub full
of
gin.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't have said anything against it.
You know, in a perfect world.
I'll sit a little closer so I can help with the minis.
Cool, cool, cool.
What a guy.
We love that.
I might need a stick anyways, though.
Hey, why are the dragons on the board?
Oh, I just took him out, so I can...
Yeah, we're not there yet. All of a sudden, a golden dragon comes over.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, two of them.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Let's position. Oh.
Uh-oh.
We all die because the forest burns down.
We're playing a game, Dungeons & Dragons, and we have not entered not one dungeon or seen one dragon.
I can change that.
Oh,
yeah. Really yes, please.
You already stabbed the one guy.
Whoa. Got it.
Oh, yeah. I cast Rage.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I Rage, and now my weapon does force damage, and I hit him with a 28.
Rage is your, that's your
bonus action. Yep.
Right, cool.
Does a 28 hit?
28 hits. Which one are you hitting? The one that's already...
The one I already hit.
Yeah, you have advantage on that one because it's being grappled.
Oh, snap. Okay, let's see. Yeah,
I think you also... Because you guys...
Okay, well, that's a 30, so...
Yeah, you guys... I'm assuming you're doing a lot of damage. So go ahead.
Yeah, so that was 15 damage.
Yeah, he's dead.
Cool.
Why does the grapple him? He's dead in my arms?
Yeah, as you see, he gets stabbed. As you kind of feel the sword like poke through, and like it stops at you because he's very precise, but... This guy's dead. He's dead in your arms.
I still haven't hurt you.
Are you a friend? And Nick goes... sticks him through the back of the face.
So this guy died.
Yeah, that guy's dead.
Then I'm going to turn to the guy on my immediate right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to hit him.
Alright.
And that's going to be a...
28.
28
hits?
God, I hope so.
Oh, cool. 16.
Yeah, this guy...
Oh, wait, no. 18 plus 2.
18, yeah. You stab the fuck out of this guy. Same thing. He's fucked up. You stab him deep, but he's already holding his side. He's still alive, but he looks gravely injured.
That's all my whole turn. I'm done.
Frankie, it is your turn as you... You kind of see this commotion as... you're still, like, rather far away.
Yep.
But you do see, like...
I should be within, like, 60-ish feet.
That is true.
Because I was close enough to get off my vicious mockery.
Yeah.
Right.
I just put you down wherever, sure. So I don't know where you are.
You want me to move you?
Is that within 6? I don't know.
Because you hit... What's your speed?
My speed is 30.
Okay, he probably should have been
move
closer.
You, like, about half, we'll just say.
Yeah, just somewhere there. Okay. Let's see.
So the mic's over here.
And then,
dang.
Sorry, what kind
didn't
of...
Didn't even notice.
Actually, it doesn't matter. I want to target the one Nyx was going after.
Nyx already... the one he just hit right now, yeah.
With Vicious Mockery.
So
custom save DC 16.
That's going to be a natural one.
Holy moly.
Thank you. And it's going to be 6 damage.
Yeah, he is... he's coughing at me more blood. He's holding his head and he's just... Oh. Yeah.
He's, so looking, he's just going to hear it in his head.
He doesn't even see you, bro.
Yeah.
He's just crying and bleeding. He's just like, what the fuck's happening?
Worst way to go out.
Crying and bleeding.
Yeah, that's all I'll do right now.
I would have called him short.
Hey, that's not nice.
Alright, that's your word. I get it. I'm sorry.
Their turn. They're going to go ahead and... flank you guys. And they're about to...
So straight rolls for me.
Gay for rolls for guys. Everyone else.
I was like, who's going to say it first? I knew you were. Alright, let's go for Nyx first. Right.
20 is the number.
Alright, first attack misses. Second attack hits with a 22.
Damn.
Tracy?
20.
Can I cutting words that one?
That one would have been, let's see. Well, that would have been a straight roll then.
Cutting words, not silver.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a 22, so he can try to.
23.
Oh, it was a 23?
24.
22.
That's
22.
Was the number that was
a 98. Damn.
So,
I was thinking how long I could do it to you.
I'm, as a reaction, I'm just subtracting.
You know what's even funnier? 24?
It's worth them. 25. From that. So that's going to subtract 3, which is still going to
be. It's going to get 2.
So it's a 19.
A 19. My AC's 20.
Oh, is it? Oh, yep. Then you're. Yep.
I'm good. Yeah, that, he's good.
Nice. Woo! That is your reaction, though.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not trying to silver your bars away. There's too much shit going on that I don't want to
do. Let's see.
I just yell, brick!
Brick!
19 hit?
Yes. Was that a straight roll or was that an advantage?
Straight roll.
Okay.
Sorry, Harun, I only got one.
That's going to be 7 damage for that one.
Okay.
And then second one's a 10, so I'm assuming it doesn't hit. Yeah, so they one of them gets a stab on Harun, the other one. You're so nimble that you can't just flex for the other one, just doesn't even touch you. But yeah, that's their turn. Oh, but yeah, one of them will also one of the ones that was stabbed will take out a horn and blow into it as he's dying and bleeding, but he'll blow into his horn.
Frankie is clapping his hands.
Frankie gets excited, like, yeah.
yes.
You hear your heart. Well, actually, you, Lazar.
Wait, what are your passive perceptions?
Bitch ass motherfucker.
18.
Are you? 15. Yeah, 15. You see Frankie's eyes light up
as he's above them over there.
Yeah, you just see him like over their shoulder behind, going, just looking pleased as shit, going.
Who's up?
It is.
Who's left?
Joe Mama. No, it's Lazagna next. It's you.
Yes, Lazagna.
Oh, no,
are these guys
Joe
still invisible? They're not invisible anymore, right? Because they hurt somebody or they attacked?
They're not invisible.
They were just very stealthy.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, there was a sound on a bush and you went, oh, shit.
Damn.
They were
just that good.
Yeah, they're just super stealthy and it just. It's also something they're wearing.
Okay, well then I'm...
Oh wait, you can see magical stuff, right?
I can see, I have blind sight.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about like, with your...
I think
your...
that's a thing he's gotta do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta do it.
Okay, never mind, yeah,
it's
yeah.
an action.
So yeah. I'm going to move up in between like the bad guy and Yalharis.
Mm-hmm.
Or not Yalharis, sorry, Harun. So I'll be like right in between them. And...
Which one are you?
The Goliath. I can't find my wood elf. Like, in between, like, so I could touch Harun.
Here?
Yeah.
5, 10, 15, 20,
25. Yep, I got 30. Sweet.
Okay.
I was going to say something cool, but probably not instead. I'm actually going to cast Bless.
You can just say that. I was going to say something cool, but...
Well, it would have been for what I was gonna do, but I'm not gonna do that anymore because this will be more beneficial to the team after hearing that horn. I'm gonna cast Bless.
What a guy.
On 3 creatures, and it's going to be. I don't think you're within my range, so it'll be Yalharis, Nyx, and Harun are all gonna get blessed.
Bless up.
Bless up.
Bless up.
And then I am going to.
It's 1d4 right now, right?
1d. Well, I think it's always 1d4. I believe.
Yeah. Yep. Attacks and saving
throws. Whenever I do the higher level, I can do more people.
Yeah.
Right. I'm only doing it at the first level, so it's 3 people.
That's all our physical attack.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I'm gonna do a healing word on Harun, which what does my moonsickle give me again? With
it should
that?
Be +3. If it's a druid, it should be.
I think that's just for attacks, isn't it?
No, it's for healing too. I think it's a.
You can add 1d4 and add the number rolled to the amount of hit points restored, providing when you cast a spell that restores hit points, you can roll a d4.
Right.
So I do basically 2d4 on a first level healing word.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So I'm going to do that as my bonus action.
Nice. Good thing you traded that sickle.
7 plus 5. 12
that's,
HP.
That's more than I need. I was just down 7.
Nice. Hey. Full health again. That's Lazarus'
turn. That's my turn.
Next on... Yalharis, you're next. Yep.
Yeah,
as you see this going on, as Nyx already took one down, but there is 4. Your friends are being flanked.
Mm-hmm.
You could also flank this guy.
Or he's got that sick-ass bow.
Well, that's true. You got the bow. Never mind.
I got a sick-ass bow with a big old range.
range is what they call me on the weekends. That's what you're going to be calling me right now, boy. So what I do is I shoot him with my fucking bow. I'll do the one that's flanking, Who is taking the most damage?
We're all full health.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all full health.
But I'll do the one that Mark pointed at.
Okay.
This one?
Okay. That one.
I think that one close to death. Too.
Oh, there is one close to death. I thought there was.
Oh, that's this one.
There's one I insulted and
guy. Yeah.
This one's about to die.
The guy who was dying and pulled out the horn.
I will shoot the one that blew the war horn because I have already called him a bitch-ass motherfucker.
Yeah, that's the guy that was already stabbed.
Yes.
And I mean, regardless, I get two attacks this turn.
Go ahead and roll.
All right.
Add a d4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Bless.
You are you hashtag blessed.
All right. So, oh, God. Same thing. All right, so right off the bat.
I'm hitting him. He's like, why does my mom not love me? What?
Does a 13 hit?
13, unfortunately, does not hit.
Fuck. Damn. I'm going to use my second attack to still try and shoot that guy.
All right. Shoot him.
Alright. Oh, fuck yeah, baby. Plus 21.
Oh, that hits.
21.
Roll damage.
Alright. Okay. Yeah, a friendly and gentle reminder to our audience at home, my sick-ass bow, nicknamed Toothpick, uses the barbarian dice, so a d12, and then I also get to add my proficiency bonus, so we love that.
Hey. Yeah, because of a dice.
Okay, so 10 total damage.
Yeah, you killed this guy. You see the guy that he blew, as he blows the horn, he gets the horn off, and then you see the arrow just go and just pierce him right through the face. Just right through the eye.
Love that.
And it goes to the horn, so it kind of fucks up the noise. You see it too. Like break the horn and go through his face and just.
I want to staple that motherfucker.
Damn, his life turned real fast. Yeah.
He was like, fuck!
Harun tried to be nice.
Yeah, you're hard. That guy's down. So,
he wasted a whole turn just holding someone.
And, let me see if I can do anything else.
Yeah, you doing anything with the
horn breaker?
You're Prince style boy.
Well, that's the thing, is that horde breaker, like, my two attacks were used, like, on that. So, like...
But can't you use your bonus action to then attack because of horde breaker? Because somebody was 5 feet with him?
So, I mean, technically, yes, because it's under special. So if the DM would allow it...
Yeah, you're using your bonus action.
Yeah, it's a free action.
Yeah.
Horde breaker. Okay, cool.
That's one of your abilities.
Yeah, it's not extra
Rangers.
Attack.
Rangers can...
All right.
On each of your turns, when you make a weapon attack, you can make another attack. Same weapon against a different creature within 5 feet.
Okay. Sick. All right, it's a horde breaker. I'm going to shoot his buddy.
So you were made for it.
Mark, can you take that one down? The one, he killed one of them. Yeah, that guy's dead.
I like the idea that as, like, they keep dying around Harun, he just keeps turning to the next one. We're okay. Are you a friend?
Just answer me. That's as easy as that.
Does a 14 hit?
14 does not hit.
All right, well, then it's my turn.
We tried. Yeah. You were close. All right,
Jeez Louise.
No. Harun, it is finally your turn.
Okay,
pop, pop, pop.
I'm gonna say...
Listen, we're gonna keep one of you, and it's gonna be the last one to die, so please stop.
Are you trying to convince him?
Yes.
Go ahead and roll me a persuasion roll.
However, we know there's more coming.
He's advertising with them.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I don't know what that horn means.
Nope, this is his turn.
Well, can I use my reaction to cast guidance?
No. No, this is kind of just...
Oh, it's 15, I think.
I'm using my reaction, you know?
No. Oh, 14.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. 14.
Wait.
I like how you have a minus one.
Do I want him to succeed at this, or do I really want
to? Wait, my persuasion is close, too.
We know people are coming.
17.
17?
My charisma is negative. So 17.
Yeah,
let's see. They're just... They just saw their friends die, and they look kind of worried, but they still look pretty fucking mad.
You okay?
I'm gonna...
Oh, you actually persuading them was your action.
Okay, but I still... Oh, I don't have any bonus actions to do that. I didn't know that was an action.
Bonus action? Right.
Yeah, because you spent your turn trying to convince them to, like...
It's alright, you still got this bonus action. Clap their cheeks.
Yeah.
Bonus action, pop, pop.
Off to leave a cheek clapping.
Yeah, I don't think I got it.
Don't think it.
Yep, no. There's nothing.
Bring me a sweet treat.
A sweet treat?
Yeah.
Well, Mark's right there. So.
Oh, you right?
Oh, how. What. Is it a bonus action, a code weapon, or an action?
Yeah, it should tell you, but most of the time it's an action. It's like, last stays on there for a little bit.
Are you,
that's a homebrew poison though from Gonzo, so.
I usually just go with the bonus. I usually say it's a bonus. Yeah.
Actions suck to use to like, do a thing and then.
Oh, this is an action. Else. Yeah, this is an action.
But
on the poison vial I have.
If Gonzo wants it to be a bonus action, that's more fun.
I think it's more fun as a bonus just because it just.
It's like a healing potion. It's technically an action to use. But come on, man. That's no fun to like, waste your whole action just like.
Yeah, and then just get attacked again.
See, I usually say it's a bonus if you take it yourself. If you're giving it someone else, it's an action.
That makes sense. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Now, then I'll coat my dagger.
Oh, I thought you were just like putting some, rubbing some poison on your fist.
I mean, that could work. I mean, the poison.
Like mental image.
No, I'm gonna coat my dagger.
You see, it was like I'm poisoning my weapons. And he grabs his hand and just you made me do this.
I think Harun's the killer move we haven't seen yet. This should be his false fact for you, but the killer move we haven't seen yet. Where the hand enters from the rear and you sock puppet. Sock puppet a guy.
Stunning strike.
I deliver poison to your intestinal system.
From the inside out.
Yeah, I think that's it. Just poison coating my weapon.
You were going to stab?
You said that was my action.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it's a bonus. You're right. Yeah, you're
even though I have tool tags.
Well, yeah, so that's your turn.
That's the drawback.
So you tried, and then you're like, fuck it, so you coded your weapon. Nyx, is your turn.
All right.
There's still three of them alive.
All right. The guy in front of me, he gets whacked.
All right, go ahead and roll the attack.
He gets whacked, eh?
With a 16 hit.
16 hits.
Woo!
Hey, that wasn't Ric Flair enough. Hit it again.
Hey, man. Woo! 17.
17 damage?
Yep.
Alright, yeah. He is looking pretty fucked. This is the first damage he's taken, but he's still alive. Pretty fucked up.
Whack him again.
Alright.
With a 26.
26 hits.
Yes. 20 damage.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
No, 18 damage.
Go ahead. Describe how you kill him.
Same old, same old. Cut off at the knees.
He's at the same height as you.
Oh, he is? Well, yeah. Then he gets decapitated.
Yeah.
That's the normal height that he's used to swinging at.
Yeah, he's about the same height as you, so you just...
That's this one.
Leave him.
Yep, he's decapitated. And then from there, I will circle around to this guy, and I will be like, hey, behind you, big boy, and try to get his attention away from her room.
Let's see. You were still within 5 feet of the other guy, so you will get attack opportunity. You left a range, yeah.
Because I was here.
Uh-huh.
Is that?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So you will provoke that if you want to move.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
It is what it is.
He ain't no bitch.
Let's see that. Well, that was a 9 to hit. So yeah.
That's a miss. Yeah, and then I'm gonna just try to like get that guy's attention away from her room.
All right. If I can. Go ahead and are you gonna attack him or are you gonna just?
No, I'm just behind him. How about? I don't know what I can do as a bonus action. I think I'm just going to say something to him. Or just be like, hey, behind you or something.
All right, yeah, you can just say that. And then as you kind of circle him.
Bonus
and then...
action, lick his neck.
Frankie, it's your turn.
First, I just want to say from Frankie's point of view, not knowing, like, I don't think I would have been, like, focused enough to listen to you. Or not focused enough, but I don't think I would have heard you, like, trying to persuade him or something like that. So I just see... a badass image to me where Harun's saying something and then just like while slathering poison on his dagger. Oh, look, Harun's in the mood. Let's do this. Like, fuck yeah.
Chaos.
Yes, more. Do I hear more people or noises that would indicate more people coming up?
What's your passive?
15.
Let me check.
From that, I figure like he blew the war horn. Now it's like been around, maybe there.
Yeah, you do hear movement.
Does it sound like a lot or a little? Just generally,
it sounds like a little.
Is it because they're small?
There's a lot of little. Is it a lot of littles?
No, you only hear like you did hear like a lot of movement, but then like only approaching is like not that much, so it's weird.
Then I'm going to fly. It's coming from behind me, from the cave area. Then, if somebody can move me, I'm gonna fly diagonal, like towards me, kind of towards Jalen. Like, I want to be further away from them. I don't need to be that close. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. And then, if you want to replace Jalen's tile with that Warforged one, I'm gonna yell, "I choose you, minion number one." I favor you, underling. And I'm gonna polymorph him into a giant ape.
Oh, because
that is crazy.
We're not playing tournament rules here. And
oh yeah,
monkeys fuck.
That's crazy. Nick, I'm like, all right, coding my weapon. I just see Nick's just.
Nick, do you want this to happen?
Oh, I'm definitely letting this happen.
Nick, you as you say me behind you, you just transformed into a giant fucking ape.
I've never felt more alive.
Yeah. And you're like, whoa, you're tall.
Can I use my... I don't want to use my reaction. To
no, you...
I was going to say, if I can... Because I'm also a raging giant ape. If I could just...
I feel like you're just naturally doing that on your own.
Yeah.
That's your action. What else? Are you doing anything as a bonus?
As a bonus... As a bonus action, I am going to also to Nyx. I'm going to just yell, "Tear him in half!" And I'm going to use a bardic on him.
Alright.
You have inspiration to tear this motherfucker in half.
Was that a D8?
Yeah.
Alright, so that is Frankie's turn. It is their turn. Let's see. The two that are alive are going to try to stab Haroon because they don't want to fuck with the big guy.
That's regular.
Oh yeah, they missed both of them. Yeah, they missed both. They're kind of just scared right now as they're swinging, but you're just not getting
just still coding, just like just like crying for them.
Try to do this the peaceful way.
Lasagna, it is your turn.
Do I happen in? He see them. My passive perception is 18.
See
the more people approaching because the war horn was blown.
You hear a like movement approaching.
Like how many?
You would have to actually perceive for that one.
Damn, you're gonna be that. You're gonna be tough tonight, huh, Gonzo? Huh?
Oh yeah.
Just
who replaced our DM with a mean DM?
Just so everybody knows too. Nyx is probably more dragon tile size than Warforged tile size. He's a huge tile size, not a large tile size.
Got
what,
it.
So he's as he ginormous. What's his reach? Like 10 feet or some shit? I know he has a lot.
Yeah, he had a 10-foot range, so you can reach 10 feet away from your body.
Yeah.
What's our terrain? Is it woods? We're in woods, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. We're in the forest.
Okay.
I take a 15
okay.
feet.
Okay.
Up. 9 squares total, 3 by 3.
So okay. Fire, so you might not good.
Got it. I might be more of the got dragon. It. We might just replace it with the dragon, actually.
Yeah, well, then.
Just jump Mortis.
That's about the size, actually, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Gigantonorstis.
Yeah, that's about the size. Look at that.
Yeah, it's the same size as, like, a fire giant or something.
Dude, you turned him into a Gynemonosaurus.
Oh, no.
He went right past
what
Paul.
I am going to do... Does one of these guys look more fucked up than the other?
Yeah, the one actually, neither one of these have been hit yet.
Okay, so I'm just gonna cast Sacred Flame on one of them.
Okay.
Dexterity saving throw.
What is the save? The one
between 19.
For real.
21. Yes.
Oh shit. God damn it. That's my turn.
The voice, especially because I said something on my last turn. Like, so here's a voice at like head level.
Yoharis, it is your turn. Hooray!
Am I still blessed?
You are still blessed.
Hooray!
Hashtag blessed. I gotta remember I have concentration on that.
Alright. Yeah, I'm gonna shoot the guy that's closest to me.
Alright.
Yeah, because it's my barbarian. Right.
God!
That armor right, stack with this or not? Plus dex, plus con. I have 14 dex.
Fuck!
16 con.
16?
16 hits?
Mm-hmm. Hooray!
Alright.
I have 16 AC.
Here nice. I was thinking. Can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Nope, you got it.
Fuck!
Alright. 3 damage.
Alright, yeah, it stabs into him. Not as deep as you thought, but hurt. You gonna hit him again?
Yes.
Alright.
Nice.
Nice.
18.
Oh, 18 hits.
Alright.
The scariest monkey you've ever seen.
He's going Kong Kingus.
Alright.
That is
question.
Fuck yeah, baby!
13.
Yeah,
nice.
The first one doesn't really do much. The second one goes deep into his leg. Kind of buckles for a moment. He kind of stands back up, having a hard time standing. Because he's looking really hurt.
Horde Breaker, I'm going to shoot his friend on the other side.
Alright.
Shoot him!
So that's the weapon. No, it doesn't count here. Nope. Yeah, it's the weapon I was holding. Dang.
17.
17 hits.
Alright.
Yeah, if I could make it the rock.
4 damage.
Did you do both your attacks too?
Yeah. Nice.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Shit.
Is that guy still alive?
Yeah.
Damn.
And that is my turn.
He's pretty fucked up, but still alive. Harun's your turn.
Which one did Yahara's attack? The one closest?
I attacked both of them.
Yeah, the one right behind you took more damage. The one directly in front of you, in between Nyx, is hurt, but not as hurt as the other one.
I'm burning through arrows, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
we'll get him after the fight.
I think Nyx might have that one. Between you guys, I mean.
I mean, we gotta be worried about what's coming up after that.
Okay, would Harun know that that horn means there's reinforcements? I mean, does everybody use that in standard? Like, when I'm remembering the war now, do we also use that?
You're assuming so, because everyone looked worried.
Okay, if I know that there's more
and
people coming.
And you being empathetic saw that they all looked worried, yes. So you assumed that something bad's coming.
Okay, so then I'm going to attack instead of grapple, and I'm going to attack the one that's behind me with my dagger.
Remember, guard did tell you guys these guys were savages.
We're savages.
Ha ha ha.
We're war dogs.
War dogs, war dogs.
That's a 26 to hit.
Small with high hits.
We need a team name.
Yeah, it's the war dogs.
Yeah.
War dogs?
It is.
War dogs.
We just never referred to it ever.
So nobody's asking what our name is.
Yeah,
anymore.
No one's ever asking us. They're just like, God. It's those guys, those fuckers over
I mean,
there.
You guys are a very particular group of people. Who, like, you guys are all
10
on,
damage.
So just, like,
We don't want to know.
On the dagger. Mm-hmm.
To be fair, for the longest time, we couldn't say the word war around.
Then,
yeah, that's true. That is true.
I'm going to
just. So it is sort of new. Yeah.
Another attack with the dagger.
It's new, but we've had
you're taking the one that looks more hurt or the other one?
The one that's behind me.
Okay, yeah.
It's in good condition.
You said
I'm doing another attack.
Oh, no, he's already dead.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then
making sure, double tap.
Then I'm gonna turn around and get the one that's in between me and Nyx.
You have advantage.
Oh shit! Well, that's a 3 on my bless.
Oh, shit, I forgot bless. You're flanking, sir.
Do not forget bless. Hashtag blessed. I don't think you missed your attacks though.
I know I didn't. I super hit all my attacks, but
okay. Eight plus 3, 11 plus 10, so 21.
21 hits?
Because that dagger is a plus 3. Okay, 21. Okay. That dagger is awesome! Okay. Oh shit, crit on the damage, so 15 more damage.
Oh yeah, so that guy is looking real rough.
Still okay. And now I will use my bonus action for a single unarmed strike.
Alright.
I'm not doing 3 blows, this is a single.
Let's go ahead and roll bitch slap.
But. Oh no! Wait, is it advantage? Advantage still?
Yeah, he's
okay, good. Good, because I was in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 7 plus one is 8, plus my unarmed strike is another 7, so that one's 15.
15 hits?
Hey!
Okay.
Oh. That one's an extra 5 damage.
All right, yeah, you punch him. This guy's looking on death's door, but still barely standing.
Okay, that's it for me.
Nyx.
Oh, wait, we forgot the fucking poison on the dagger.
Oh, yeah, he's dead then. Yeah. He only had a few hit points left, so we're
saying, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so as you managed to just kill this guy, too, as you guys are currently out of combat order, but...
we know there's more coming.
Yeah, go ahead and run your perception checks. As you guys kind of
guidance,
we're not stealthing again. not with Nyx like that.
I got a 15,
23,
24. Frankie, are you staying where you are? Or are you gonna go closer to them?
15.
No, I think.
yeah, that's true. Because we're like right up in there.
Stay where I'm at. Maybe you know. Actually, no. I'll fly over on top of the ape.
19.
All right. What'd you get?
23.
19, 23,
24,
you said? What'd you get?
15.
15? 15. Oh, yeah. So you two don't see this. But the three of you kind of see this as there were four figures kind of like watching as this went down, and they rush back towards...
so who sees that?
Them three did.
Does Frankie tell me this?
I'm going to use her like head for his reins and turn you towards it and say... Sick.
I'm gonna dash straight ahead.
What's your movement speed?
What is my movement speed?
40.
Yeah.
So I'm plus, keeping up with you.
Sorry. Unless you leave. Gives you some extra speed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got that.
Do I get that on top?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Okay. What's your extra 10 feet?
10 feet. So
we're even pace this time.
So 50. I'm at 50.
Yeah, we're both. Oh, wait, no. Wait, am I at 50? Yeah, I am at 50.
Holy shit.
Remember your leg got fixed.
My leg got fixed.
Yeah.
He's like 15 feet tall.
Yeah. So, and then I'm little, but just keeping up.
Yeah. I seen that as well, and I see their reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys just taking off? Are you guys all just taking off?
We're going.
Yeah. I'm steering.
Because we need more of them anyways. These guys are dead.
I'm going to look to Yalharis and be like, I'm sorry, Yalharis, I'll catch you there. And I'm going to turn into a panther and then just dash away. I'm going to keep up with them because my running speed is 50. So my
so everyone's taken off. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
no, I'm just going to sigh in frustration.
look at that. Now you're riding. Your feet still aren't touching the ground.
I don't even know if like my body really is like laying on top of his body. I'm more just like holding on to his fur.
Imagine you like crisscross floating, but holding on to him.
What if here, Gonzo? Let me ask you this question: can a dire wolf carry somebody on their back?
How big is a person?
A dire wolf?
No, Yalharis is too damn big for that.
I'm 6'6".
Yeah, he's too damn big for that.
Dire wolves are pretty fucking big.
They're large, right?
That being said, I wouldn't want to get on his back. I would actually want to follow on foot because I have a good amount of range with my
bow. Okay. Okay. It was just a thought.
But you turn around, you see the panther right next to you guys and you charge ahead. These guys are fast as you kind of you guys are beeline through these trees that you're clearing as you see there's a cave entrance and then you see arrows flying towards you as soon as you get through the clearing.
Is that like a dex saving throw?
No, these are just attacks because they're waiting for you guys.
Each of us?
Yep. Whoever was running, so all of you guys were running ahead.
Yeah. I think I was the first ahead.
It's okay.
I don't know if this will make any difference to the things, but I am like on his back. I don't know if that means he blocks it or not.
Like maybe half cover?
Probably like at least three quarters.
As you see, like arrows are flying, and there are people kind of hiding. As you see, like this is clear, but there's a bunch of people kind of like scrambling, and there's just a lot going on. As you do take a hit, an at 20, I'm assuming hits you, but you take 10 damage as one of the arrows.
5.
Yeah. As one of the arrows just kind of just hits you.
Okay.
Yeah.
If an arrow, did an arrow go to me as well?
No, it missed you.
I was gonna say, I also have deflect missiles, so if I could like grab one of those arrows and like throw it back at him, I'd like to do that.
I think it's only for you, right? It's a reaction for...
Yeah, but I got shot too. They just missed. But like, if Is it
if it hits you, or is it... I think it has
Can
to
I not do it? Does it have to hit me in order for the effect to work?
I know that's like that's what the main focus is on.
I think that's the only way it triggers.
You can use your reaction to deflect or catch a missile, but it says when you were hit by ranged attack.
When you were hit.
But if I could catch it anyway, I don't see why I couldn't. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be rare.
Yeah.
I already have disadvantage.
Yeah, go ahead and roll your perception checks as you guys can see how much you've
done. 23.
Guidance. Oh, wait, sorry, I can't cast guidance. I'm a panther.
Oh, jeez Louise.
Perception? Oh,
16.
Shit. 21.
Mm-hmm.
16 plus 8.
I got 12.
7.
Oh, wow.
24.
You said 24, 12.
Sometimes we all cast.
7. That's
okay. 23.
I'm overstressed about it. You too. Cool. What did you get for perception, Hurry?
21.
The three of you would see about 18 total.
Oh, dear lord.
I would just ape yell and charge in.
But, they're all in front still?
They're kind of scrambling, but you do hear a voice. Say, like, who goes there? As a Goliath steps out of the cave.
I would stop for a moment to allow Frankie to speak.
Doesn't matter, you're not gonna live long enough. Get him, Nyx.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna take a rock and throw it at the guy.
Roll me initiative then.
Are we all do initiative again?
Yep.
Okay.
Can I say I de-panthered in that?
Oh, yeah.
Are you gonna de-panther?
I'm gonna de-panther, yeah.
Alright, make sure you track your
de-panther.
Yeah,
I
I rolled a 15.
I can't try to help you guys with any of my spells. How long was that whole running?
We'll say it was probably like 5-10 minutes.
Hope that's enough.
Why?
And plus, because can I use an attack roll?
Plus.
Oh yeah. What?
Yeah.
It's only a minute. That's why I was just curious
for my big boy rock. Yeah, I was gonna say just to make sure because you said how many?
What'd you get for initiative?
12.
77.
Also, Will, it took me, like, way too long to put two and two together that, of course, you would shapeshift into a panther. You love the panthers. Yeah.
What'd you give her?
I got a 15.
Alright,
I got some real good arrows that I'm gonna use.
I mean, I feel like out of... If I were to choose, like, Lasagna's spirit animal, it's probably a panther. But it also depends on his mood. Like, I feel like if he's more wanting to be protective, it's a bear.
16?
Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, that's just the way you get it for, is as well with the elves.
15?
Like, in my current form, I'd say a porcupine.
You and Yoharis rolled the same amount?
I got 18.
Yoharis, what's your dex?
My dex is a big, whopping, fat number. Hold on 1 second, I need to check.
What'd you get, Lasagna?
12.
Big, meaty claws.
12.
My dex is 14.
Okay, I got a higher dex. We rolled the same.
Mm-hmm.
I
was just trying to figure out. My dex is bigger than yours. Yeah, go for it.
You
don't want me to bust out this tape. I'm getting embarrassed
about this. Race. Does the Goliath look familiar?
For you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, my best friend is Thad. Was that?
We're in combat, so we'll figure that out later. Yeah.
Yeah. Not all glass.
Yeah. What the hell, man?
Wow. We'll figure that out later.
But yeah.
I feel like you recognize him if you stop to talk for a second.
This battle will probably. I think this is a good point to stop because this battle will probably take a little while for the sheer amount of enemies. So.
I don't know. Nyx might take care of that.
I got some damage coming up.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know, man. We could have probably taken them all.
I mean, okay.
I'm just kidding. We could stop.
All right, fellas. Good session.
All right, good session, boys. Yeah, we got a decent amount done, and we're gonna have some combat next session.
You did some killing.
Oh, I passed my last.
Oh, congratulations!
Hey,
you see that guy honking? Also agreed with
you. Yeah.
Freaking nerds.
But anyways, folks, Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Later, nerds.
Later, nerds.